out on the mound. Runners lead off first and second. The pitch is hit high in the air and back of first base. Pete Runnels moving over under it and makes the catch of a high pop fly for the third out. But the Yankees in the top of the sixth come up with one run on two base hits. No Red Sox errors, two men left, and the score at the end of 5.5 innings, the Yankees 4 and the Red Sox 2.
You know, not too many years ago, a lot of people had to draw their water by hand from an old-fashioned pump. And that's getting water the hard way. You'd be surprised how even today some jobs are still being done the hard way. Like cleaning the carburetor of your car, for example. The hard way is to have an experienced mechanic take your carburetor apart and clean it by hand. But now there's an easy way. Atlantic Imperial Gasoline actually cleans your carburetor as you drive. You see, as Atlantic Imperial flows through your carburetor, it loosens and dissolves harmful deposits that are formed on the inside walls, gradually washes them away. And what's more, Atlantic Imperial's protective action keeps them from forming again. Today, more and more people are using Atlantic Imperial gasoline. It's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
To go here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Willie Chazby, who bounced to short and singled and scored in the third inning, will lead off. On deck, Ted Williams. Terry Reddy, the pitch to Chazby, high outside, ball one. Here's the windup. Slow curve on the inside corner. Strike one, one and one. There's a swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball, two strikes on Tasby. Perry swings into the windup. Strike three, a swing and a miss. Tasby strikes out, leading off here in the bottom of the sixth. And here comes Ted Williams. Williams is two for two, two singles, but was embarrassed a little bit in the third inning when he rounded second on Wirtz's single to right field and was picked off on a fine throw, Maris to Kubek. All right, the pitch to Williams is a slow curve hit on the ground. McDougal, who is right, is up with it. Throws to Skarin for the out. That's two away, and here's Vic Wirtz, who finally got above the 100 RBI mark, driving in two runs his last time at bat, giving him a total of 101 for the season. Bounce to second and single. 4-2, the Yankees lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Perry's fastball is low inside, ball one. The windup and the pitch is on the outside corner, strike one, one and one. The 1-1 pitch is swung at and missed, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Ball low, ball two, two and two. Two balls, two strikes, two out, nobody on. On deck is Russ Nixon, the catcher. Terry starts to wind up, then stops, and then Terry wanted to do a quick pitch. Wirtz, who had started to step away, and Yogi is arguing with Shylock. Wirtz had started to walk off the box. Terry started his wind up. stopped suddenly, looked like he was going to back off, and then tried a quick pitch, but Nestor Sherlock, the plate umpire, called time. And Yogi gave him a little bit of an argument. All right, now the 2-2 delivery. Foul out of play. Terry goes back to the rosin bag. Now he's ready. Fastball inside. Full count on Wirtz. 3-2. Here's the windup. Pitch pops in the air to short right center field. McDougal's going back. Maris is coming in. Look out, boys. And Maris makes the catch with McDougal trying to make a backhand catch out of it. Maris came right past McDougal to make the play, and Gill was trying to backhand it. For the Red Sox in the bottom of the sixth, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors, nobody left in the score at the end of six full innings. The Yankees 4 and the Red Sox 2. We have the Cleveland bottom of the fifth for you. Johnny Romano single to left field. Bobby Locke popped out to Roy Sievers near first as he attempted to sacrifice. Astromonte single to right. Romano stopping in third. Then Francona single to center, scoring Romano. And Astromonte stopping at third. That was 3 RBIs for Francona. Pearsall fly to Minoso and left. Astromonte after the catch scored the sacrifice fly. And then Bond flied out to land. It's 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors, and 1 left. And that gave the Indians their 4-0 lead, and that's the way it stands going into the top of the seventh. And right now, let's have a station break for identification.
This is WOKO in Albany, New York. Be sure to tune in the Baltimore Colts and Washington Redskins football tonight at 5:30. The broadcast is being delayed so that you can listen to the ball game and not miss the Baltimore Colts and Washington Redskins game. That's tonight, 5:30, here on Quality Modern WOKO.
Mickey Mantle bounced to second, walked, and bounced to first. Yankees lead 4-2 here in the top of the seventh. Brewer's pitch is over. Strike one call. On deck, Bill Scarron. Here's the windup. Ground ball. Runnels to his left. Up with a beautiful play. Throws to Wirtz in time for the out. And Runnels took a base hit away from Mantle on a fine one-hand catch of a ball hit hard between first and second. One out, here's the Moose. Scarron fly to the right, bounced to third, and bounced to short. 0-3. White Sox fail to score on the top of the seventh. Indians still lead 4-0. They're batting in the bottom of the seventh. One out, nobody on. Pitch to the Moose is popped to straightaway center field. Willie Passy is moving under it. And makes the catch. That's 2 away. 2 out, and the batter will be Yogi Berra. Line to short, line to right, and fly to left. He was standing in the batter's box. Suddenly somebody yelled and he jumped straight up in the air. He thought Brewer was pitching. He wasn't even looking at the pitcher. Now he's ready. Pitch to Yogi. Low ball one. Strike one. 1-1 to Yogi. Yogi low. Ball 2, 2-1. Cleveland failed to score in the bottom of the seventh. It's still 4-0. There's a long drive to deep right field. Clinton going back in the corner and makes the catch right against the fence. Boy, Yogi is hitting that ball today, but just can't buy a base hit. For the Yankees in the top of the seventh, no runs, no hits, no Red Sox. There is nobody left. The score at the end of 6.5 innings. The Yankees, 4, and the Red Sox, 2.
You want to know what the weather's going to be like a few weeks from now? Well, it's going to be cold. Real coat, muffler, and earmuff weather. That's when you folks who heat with oil will really appreciate the benefits of premium quality Atlantic heating oil. You see, Atlantic heating oil is triple refined to give you maximum heat, maximum comfort for your money. Also, you can depend on Atlantic's weather-controlled deliveries during that bad weather that's ahead. The daily temperature and your own heating oil needs tell us when you're ready for oil. Now's the best time to order your heating oil, so call Atlantic Direct or call your local Atlantic heating oil distributor. The sooner you do it, the sooner you'll be sure of clean, safe, comfortable oil heat for the months ahead. Atlantic's weather-controlled deliveries during the bad weather ahead assure you comfort through the wintertime. Okay, the Yankees a couple of steps closer to the magic number today as a result of the Cleveland-Chicago game, with Cleveland leading by a score of 2-0. And the New York Yankees on top of Boston right now on a wing ding. Here's Phil.
So at the end of 7 innings now, it's Cleveland 4 and the White Sox nothing. Baltimore leads Washington 3-1 at the end of 8. And Detroit leads Kansas City 4-3 at the end of 4. Russ Nixon, fly to center, bounce to second, leads off. In the bottom of the 7th, the Yankees leading 4-2. Fly to left field. Bob Sir moving over into the corner and makes the catch. One away. Brings up Frank Malzone. Pops to second and fly deep to center. Nobody on. Yankees leading 4-2 in the bottom of the 7th. The pitch to Malzone is hit deep to right center field. Mantle going to his left, Maris to his right. Maris calls for it and makes the catch. That's two away. And it brings up Pete Reynolds, who was called out on strikes and bounced back to the box. 0-2 for Pete. Reynolds batting .319. He's dropped 1 point today. He's battling for the batting crown in the American League. 2 years ago, he lost out by just a few points to his teammate, Ted Williams. All right, here's the pitch to Reynolds. It's a curve in there, strike one called. Terry into the windup. Fastball line to left field, serve going over and makes the catch of the line drive. So, Ralph sets the Red Sox down in order in the bottom of the 7th. Nothing across. The score at the end of 7 full innings. New York 4 and the Red Sox 2.
Remember now, when you folks who heat with oil, you really appreciate the benefits of Atlantic heating oil. Triple refined to give you maximum heat, maximum comfort for your money. Also, you can depend on Atlantic's weather-controlled deliveries during the bad weather ahead. At the end of 8 innings, it's Baltimore 3, Washington 1. Elsewhere in the American League, Chicago and Cleveland. At the end of 7, the score Cleveland 4 and Chicago nothing. KC and Detroit at the end of 4 innings, the score Detroit 4 and Kansas City nothing. And over in the National League, the score's beginning to come in there. We'll pick them up as we go along. St. Louis and Chicago at the end of 3.5 innings, the score Chicago 4 and St. Louis nothing. And Pittsburgh failed to score in the top half of the first inning over there. Now, once again, back for the action. We'll go over to Phil Rizzuto.
In the National League, the Phillies 2, Cincinnati nothing at the end of 3, Mahaffey against Hook, Pittsburgh nothing, Milwaukee nothing at the end of 1, Haddix against Spahn, Cubs 4, Cardinals nothing at the end of 4, Jackson against Hobby, and San Francisco at Los Angeles starts later on. Tony Kubek the batter. Tony takes the pitch high, ball 1. Kubek opened the 6th inning with a double and scored. The pitch to Kubek in there, strike one, 1-1. The pitch to Kubek is hit on the ground, one hop to Malzone, over to Wirth, and it's one away. Kubek hit a hot shot down to Malzone, who had just time to stick out his glove and spear it. Here's Bobby Richardson's single, popped to short and bounced to second. Richardson takes a pitch high, ball one. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. There's a drive to straightaway center field. Willie Tasby is moving back. He's under it and makes the catch. And Richardson got good wood on that ball. That makes it two-way, and the batter, Ralph Terry. Terry has had a good day today. He sacrificed, singled, and doubled, and drove in a run. It was Terry's first extra base hit of the year and his first RBI of the year. Two out, nobody on. 4-2, the Yankees lead in the top of the eighth. The Terry is hit high in the air to short left field. Pumpsy Green is moving back under it. The shortstop pounds the glove and makes the catch. So the Yankees go down 1-2-3 in the top of the eighth. Nothing across the score at the end of 7.5 innings. The Yankees 4 and the Red Sox 2.
Ever stop to think about the little things that add up to having a good day? Oh, things like a bright sunny morning, hot coffee, toast, done the way you like it. And when you hop in your car, you want the engine to start right up, to idle smoothly, to give good performance while you're on the go. Many times, it's the little things that keep an engine running at its best, like a clean carburetor. Today's Atlantic Imperial gasoline is especially designed to clean your carburetor as you drive, and to keep it clean. A clean carburetor means smoother performance and greater gasoline economy. Make every day a good day. Start off with Atlantic Imperial gasoline, to keep your car on the go. Atlantic Imperial.
Foul down the left field line. Luke Clinton leading off. The Yankees lead 4-2. A battle for the ball in the left field stand. Gonna have a pinch hitter. That looks like Jim Pagliarone. Big right hand hitter, number 29 on deck. Ralph Terry is out on the mound, pitching a fine ball game. And a bunt, and a good one, but it goes foul. Nice try by Clinton, but the ball kicked foul. He did the same thing yesterday. Laid down a good bunt down third, and then it kicked foul at the last second. Oh. We've got Jackie Jensen here. Jackie, we are doing a simulcast. I got to talk between these two microphones, and we sure miss you around here, buddy boy.
Being back here now, it's the first time I've missed baseball. I've been so darn busy at home at Lake Tahoe, Nevada, and I've been away from the baseball game, so it's been like a long winter instead of a baseball season, but Coming back here, you get the feel again, you know.
Yeah, I know, especially here at Fenway Park. You love to hit here, don't you?
Well, it's a good town to play in, good fans and a good ballpark, yeah.
Jackie, just let me get the count here. It's nothing in two on Clinton. The Yankees trying to wrap this thing up, you know, again.
Yes, I see that Cleveland's out in front, beating Chicago.
Well, the White Sox failed to score in the top of the eighth, so they're leading 4-0. They can get them out one more inning, and of course, if the Yankees can get the Red Sox out two more innings.
Well, it does seem a little inevitable, though, this season.
Whether it be today
or not.
Ground ball to Richardson. Bobby over to Scarron, and a nice play by the Moose. They got him. Well, that's one away. But you know how it is when you're a ball player. You were with the Yankees when they won at least one pennant. How many pennant winners were you with the Yankees?
No, just
the one?
Just the one, Phil, in 1950. And then in 51, I was sent down to Kansas City. Remember, during August,
uh-huh.
I didn't come back in time to be eligible for the series that year.
But you know you like to wrap it up as quickly as
possible. Oh, yes.
Jim Pagliaroni is batting for Tom Brewer with one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Yankees leading 4-2. Jackie, I got to ask you the inevitable question. Are you coming back, or aren't you coming back?
Well, I would say that there's a possibility, but I don't know how strong. I have some other business here. I see Joe Cronin, the president of the American League, and came up to as a favor to Sammy White, opening up his bowling alley tomorrow night.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's been giving me the business as if I came back here to sign, but even if I was, I'd have to tell Mr. Yawkey no so that I'd have something to bargain with, you know.
You've got plenty to bargain with. They'd love to have that bat of yours back here at Fenway. While we've been talking, it's a one-ball, two-strike count on Pagliaroni. Look at that, Yankee fan, Jackie, in the crowd.
He sure is. He's causing quite a commotion down there.
I guess it does feel good just to get back in the ballpark, huh? Is this your first trip back to Fenway?
That's right, this year. And,
this is
hot
out home. I want to ask you about your family in just a little while. Let's see what Pagliaroni does there. Now it's a 2-2 count.
This boy should be a real fine ball player.
Pagliaroni?
He's got the bills. He should be a good ball player.
This kid on the mound should be a good pitcher, too. Terry.
Well, he has been a good pitcher, though.
Today, yes. He's been in and out all year, though, but his last few games have been great.
The only thing, in the past years before this year, I haven't seen him this year, but he's always seemed to have a little tendency to tire.
Yes, that's true.
I know that if we did beat him, it was in the late innings. But it's cool today, and he's throwing a good ball game.
This is the time of the year the pitchers like, I know. But so do the hitters. Don't you feel strong?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I like cool weather to play in. Once in a while, I don't like it too cold, but it makes you feel strong. The game goes quick, it seems like.
But you know what I can't understand? Wait till this pitch. You walk them, they're going to put the tying run at the plate now. Pagliaroni at first and Pumpsy Green, the batter. Green's 0-3. I mean, you were right in the prime of your career. We're talking to Jackie Jensen, in case you tuned in a little late. And suddenly up and decide to quit when you had a great year again.
Well, I had a lot of reasons, Phil, most of them personal.
Yeah, well, no, we won't go into that, Jack.
Naturally, it's my own decision to make, and only time will tell whether I made the right one or not.
No, that's
all.
True. That was Carol Hardy going in a run for Pagliaroni. No, that's true. Everybody has their own things to iron out, and
that's
you
right.
Have reasons for doing things. I'm not going to ask you about that, but
oh,
I mean,
no.
You look in great shape, too.
Well, I feel real good. I'm a lot lighter. In fact, I'm about 5 pounds lighter than I usually play during the season, but of course, I'm not in shape.
I found that out, too. I weigh less than when I play, but you're still not in good shape. Uh-oh, double play ball. Yes, sir, the Yankees got it. So for the Red Sox in the bottom of the eighth, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors, and nobody left. And the score at the end of eight full innings, the Yankees 4 and the Red Sox 2. Jackie, we'll look at the scoreboard quickly, then we'll get back. Baltimore beat Washington. They've been a surprise this year. You haven't seen too much of them, have you?
No, but I've seen them quite a bit on television. They're a nice-looking ball club.
Oh.
They've got some good pitchers.
Oh,
they're a nice young ball club.
They are. The Indians lead the White Sox 4-0 playing the bottom of the eighth inning. And the Tigers lead Kansas City 4-3 at the end of 5. In the National League, it's the Phillies 5, Cincinnati nothing at the end of 4, Pittsburgh nothing, Milwaukee nothing at the end of 1, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing at the end of 4, and the Giants at L.A. start later on.
You multiply pretty fast there, yeah, and everything.
Well, I tell you, once you finish playing ball, you got to find other ways to make a living, especially when you got 4 children. How many children do you have, Jackie?
I have 3.
3. And how's your lovely wife, Joanne?
Well, she's fine. She came back with me.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Mike has been used a little bit, hasn't
he? Oh, Mike Cornelius, yeah, coming on.
69th appearance, is it?
He ties the record, Pete. Ellis Kinder, who had it before when he pitched with the Red Sox, had his record tied just now by Mike Cornelius.
Mike Higgins was telling me that Mike's done a real fine job for him this year.
Oh, that's for sure.
Real fine job. It's nice to see. He's a real, real good.
You know,
nice,
Jackie, this has been a year for relief pitchers.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Whoever's had the good relief pitching is the one, or are the ones up near the top. The Yankees were fortunate. Ryan Duren did not have near as good a year this year, but they came up with Bobby Shands, who they were about ready to release in spring training, and Louis Arroyo. Little left-handed guy. Have you batted against him?
No, I don't think I've ever seen him.
I mean, you look at him out there. He's a little roly-poly left-hander. And it looks, you know, the guys like Lopat used to love to run up and hit against him,
yeah,
but you wouldn't get that good pitch. Little screwball, takes a little off the curve.
Stubby Overmeyer, huh?
Stubby Overmeyer, but he has been terrific. What a job he's done. But that's the way it's been. The starting pitchers haven't been able to go. And
there haven't been any big winners.
Look at the Yankees.
Art
Dittmar has got 15 for the Yankees, and he's their top winner. And they're not going to have a 20-game winner. I think Jim Perry with the Indians had the best chance. He had 17, but...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, let's see. This is Dale Long. You remember Dale. He's done some job for the Yankees.
He really picked him up when he needed it, huh?
He's batting for Bob Serve here in the top of the ninth inning. The Yankees lead 4-2.
It's kind of strange how a fella can, you know, find a home. He's been struggling in another league for a while.
Man, he's been all over. He's been a world traveler.
He's a big, strong man.
He is. He's hit some shots for us. And at the right time, too. It seems like the Yankees have always done that. As you well know, they get a Johnny Mize or a Johnny Sain or something.
I don't know what it is, but it must be... I mean, I can't believe the old theory that you put the uniform on the man. I just believe that the scouts that find a man that the Yankees need, they know he's going to do the job for them.
Right, that's right.
And it's certainly a good opportunity for Dale because he's been kicking around, and gee, this is wonderful for him that he'd be able to be on the World Championship team. He will be eligible to play?
Yes, oh, definitely.
Well, because he's a real fine fellow.
And look at that shot. That might, the wind's blowing the wrong way, but Clinton's got it, but he's been hitting shots like that every time up there.
The wind it had too today.
Yeah. Well, the wind's just blowing the wrong way.
Yeah, Ted told me before the game he wasn't even going to try to hit a ball in the air, right?
Ted Williams?
Yeah.
Is that right?
He's just going to stroke a single if he can get it. And he did.
What a hitter, huh? Oh, man, he's the best.